Very good. Okay, here we go. We are doing Daf Yudalet Amud Beis tonight, but we're starting on the bottom of Yudalet Amud Aleph. Two lines from the end, Tana Rabbanan.
From that, it appears that the Mizgan is off. Should I open the
Don't windows? Care. Don't care right now. We're comfortable. We're only going to be about 40 minutes tonight.
Turn the fan on.
We don't even... If somebody wants the fan, you can put on the fan.
Open the windows over there, David. Get some more air, open the windows in the back.
Yeah, it's breezy outside. It's cool outside.
You know what? Forget it. Open the windows, David. Just open those windows.
We are 35 seconds into the shiur, and we have done nothing because we're talking about air conditioning.
People listening
to this shiur are going to be wondering, what on earth do these people do?
The other side.
Do these people actually learn Torah? That's what they're going to be wondering. Yeah, or am I just listening to a 40-minute shiur about air conditioning? That's going to be their shiur.
Okay.
All right, are we ready, Devin? Here we go. Tana Rabbana Maisa Rabbi Akiva. There was a story. Don't get too excited because it's not really a story. But it's a Maisa Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Likate Esrog Be'echa B'Shvat. He gathered the esrog, meaning he harvested, he plucked the esrog from the ground, or from the tree, on the first of Shvat. Now, Rashi tells us, it was, Gemara goes on and says, V'nahag bo shnei yisurim. He took two misers from it. Why did he take two misers? Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on Yudalon or Aleph says, Shnei yisurim, miser sheini b'shana shniya. It was the second year, going into the third year, so he took Maiser Sheni for the second year, Maiser Ani b'shana shlishis, and Maiser Ani for the third year, Shahaiser Shnia nechnesas l'shlishis. It was the second year going into the third year at this time, and as we'll see, he was mesupak whether to take Maiser Sheni or to take Maiser Ani, so he took two of them. Okay, the Gemara will question how you can do that, but he did. Echa kedivre Beis Shammai ve'echa kedivre Beis Hillel, like Beis Shammai, one. And the second one, like Beis Hillel. Why? Because Beis Shammai says that Echad B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. And therefore, since he was Likate on Echad B'Shvat, therefore, according to Beis Shammai, it's a brand new year, so you have to give a Maiser Ani for the third year. And Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Hillel, it's the 15th of Shvat, and therefore it's still considered.
That was the two Meisers he gave was according to the two Shitas?
Exactly,
so
according to the Shitas.
So he gave Meiser really not according to the Shita of... It's not, I mean, we don't say Hillel Omer, we say Beis Hillel Omer, right?
Yeah, Beis Hillel, yeah. Because the Mishnah had said, it was Beis Hillel that said Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, and it was Beis Shammai that said the first of Shvat. So according to Beis Shammai, it's the first of Shvat, it's a brand new year, it's Maiser Ani time. So he took Maiser Ani. According to Beis Hillel, it's not a new year, so it's still Maiser Sheni. Because it's the second year. Right?
But if he holds, I assume he holds according to Beis Hillel, if he's Hillel.
Well, so Gemara's going to ask on this. 1 second. What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's Rabbi Akiva. It's Maiser
Rabbi
Akiva, not Hillel.
Sorry.
Yeah. Aside from that, you had a great question.
Yeah, but that like threw my whole question.
Yeah, your whole question is off. That's exact. Yeah, that's my joke. It's not a good question.
Okay.
So anyway, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, I'm there. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Lo min had Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba. No. The reason why he took these two Yisurim is not because of the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, because he was Mesupik about that. Ella min had Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer Nagba. Rather, the reason why he took these two Yisurim is because of a Machlekes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. What is that machlaikas? The Tanan. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Esrog shavah le'ilan b'gimel drachim. And Esrog is treated like a tree, meaning and we know that when it comes to trees, we go baser chanato, we go after blossoming, right?
Yeah.
We consider it, we go after the blossoming when it comes to the trees. B'gimel drachim, v'le'yerek b'derech echad. And in one way, it's treated as a yerek. Okay? So, Shavali Ilan Begimel Drachim, the Esrog is considered like an Ilan in three ways. In what three ways is it considered like an Ilan? La Orla or the Ravai or the Shvius. When it comes to the mitzvah of Orla and the mitzvah of Ravai, we go Basar Chanata, like an Ilan, right? So if you want to know if it's subject to Orla, you have to look at when was it Chonate, when was it blossoming? When
orla
did this.
Is Chanata?
Orla is basachanata, Ravai is basachanata, Shvitz is basachanata, Ilan, right? In other words, it is considered like an Ilan in these three areas. And we go, what does it mean? What's the nafka mean it's considered like an Ilan? The nafkamina is that it goes basar chanata. And we go after, we look at when did it blossom. If it blossomed in the third year, then it's considered, it's subject to orla, right? If it blossomed in the fourth year, then it's considered, treated with the mitzvahs of, or the isur of netar ravai. And if it blossomed in the sixth year, it's not subject to shviyas. If it blossoms in the seventh year, it is subject to shviyas. So in those three areas, it's considered like an ilan. But ule yerek b'derach echad, it's considered like a yerek, like a vegetable in one way. In how? Shebishas l'kitaso isuro. With respect to miser, with respect to isuro, it's miser, we go basar l'kita. So, we don't go basar chanata for miseris, we go basar l'kita. But we go basar chanata for everything else. Oh! Now we got a shear!
You're not answering your phone.
You are not calling my phone.
Yes, I was.
I'm
not even going to check that.
A couple of days ago.
I'm not. I must have been so absorbed in the Gemara that I wasn't paying attention. Shkoyach for coming.
0547880949.
No, that's not me. That's another David Leichter living in Taiwan, I think.
How do you know where I came from?
Well, it's the accent.
Taiwan is near Buffalo.
It's the Taiwan next to Buffalo.
Actually, the bus is actually
at any rate. I'll catch you up on where we are so far. We had a maisa. We're around Gedalet Amud Beis on the top, but just to catch you up so far, we have a maisa of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva harvested. He plucked esrogim off of a tree on the first of Shvat. Okay, and it was the second year, going into the third year, and he took maiser sheni, and he took maiser ani. He took both of them. So the Gemara assumes, according to the Tanakhama, it must be because he was sensitive to the machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel as to when the tree is considered a Rosh Hashanah, right? Is it considered Echad b'Shvat or is it the 15th of Shvat? Since he took it off the tree on Echad b'Shvat, according to beis Shammai, it's a brand new year, so it's considered has the din of Maaser Ani. But according to beis Hillel, it's not a brand new year because it's not until the 15th of Shvat, and therefore he took Maaser Sheni. So he took according to both, because apparently he didn't know who the halacha followed. That's the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, no, that's not why he took two. He took two Maasers because he was sensitive to the machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabban Gamliel holds that an esrog is treated like a yerek with respect to Maaser, meaning that we go basur lakita. Right? We mentioned that Lakita is not a Spanish word, right? Remember that, David? It's not a Spanish word.
It
might also be a Spanish word, right?
Yeah,
but if it is, then the Spanish came from the Hebrew. But according to Rabban Gamliel, we're saying right now, we're on the sixth line, the seventh line of the Gemara, the esrog is treated like a yerek with respect to maisris, in that we go basur lakita. So if we go basur lakita, what he did was he took the esrog off the tree, and therefore according to Rabban Gamliel, within Beis Shammai, it's considered a brand new year. The Gemara is going to ask, well, that seems to be only going according to Beis Shammai. It seems like he's only going according to Beis Shammai. It's very strange that Rabbi Akiva would be passing like Beis Shammai. The Gemara is going to ask that later. But at this stage, he did the Lakita on the first of Shvat, and so that, according to Rabban Gamliel, since we go Basur Lakita when it comes to the Esrog, it's subject to a brand new Meiser. It's subject to the Meiser of Meiser Ani. But Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, that's where we're on the seventh line, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Esrog Shavel Ilan Bechol Davar. No, the Esrog is always considered like a tree, and therefore, we're going to go Basur Chanata. And therefore, it, even though he did the Lakita on the first of Shvat, it makes no difference. The Chanata happened well before. It could have happened a month before. And as we'll see, according to the Gemara, it could happen actually a year before, 2 years before.
Esther can keep growing and
growing. Right. Esther can keep growing and growing. It's not like a normal fruit where if you don't pluck it after a certain time, it just goes bad. The Esther can go on for years. So, since according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going Basar Chanata, even though he took it on the first of Shvat, it makes no difference because it's still subject to Meiser Sheni of the previous year because we go Basar Chanata as to when it blossomed.
This is sort of tangential, but he just picked one etrog?
That is tangential. Why does it matter?
Because if he did, he took Meiser from one etrog, which was basically just, which he took was nothing really edible as part of the peel.
Yeah.
And he also
possibly
his
etrog. He also possibly his etrog. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's... Well, he possibly did for the first day, but maybe not for the second and third days, because I think you're allowed to have a...
Why?
The etrog chaser, you're allowed to have... It's not hadr, but it's still a kasher on the second days and seventh days. But anyway, he's taking it on the seventh... He's taking it on this on Shvat. So I don't think he's overly concerned about Sukkot right now. I don't know. I mean...
I have a feeling he must have been taking more than one. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that is a tangential question. I'm not overly concerned about it. Let's say he took 10 of them.
Why is it considered like a yerikin anyway?
What?
Why is it considered like a yerikin anyway?
Why is it considered like a yerik at all?
Yes.
Ah, very good question. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, that's an excellent question. That is an excellent question. Ah, look at this. Shebashas likitasu isuro. I wasn't going to bring this up. It's about... It's a Rashi which is about... 9 lines down in Rashi.
In the thin lines?
It's about 6 lines, 7 lines, 8 lines down in the thin lines. Rashi de Ramaskal Shebashas Likitaso Isuro. Rashi is going to bring up your question.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you with me, David?
I'm there.
Yeah, you're there? Okay.
I'm there and I appreciate the question.
Whose question? The question that I asked you if you're there or... Okay,
no
Rav Stengel's question.
I also appreciate your question so that if I wasn't there, I wouldn't be lost.
Okay, so Shasli Kitaso Isuro, says Rashi, She'im Chanat Beshnia V'Nilkat Beshlishis, if it blossomed in the second year but it was gathered, it was taken off the tree in the third year, Mis Aser Kedas Shana Shlishis. You take the Meiser like... The halachas of the third year, kiyerek, like a yerek. Why? Lefisha afhu darko li gadel al kolmayim. Remember, we had a previous gemara that said that why do we treat a yerek basur lakita? Because it grows al kolmayim, which means right biyad also. It doesn't just grow by rainwater, but also by manual irrigation. So that's why we would treat it like. We would treat it like a yerek. That's the tzad that we treat it like a yerek. Hachim efarsha b'shmaisa k'maisa the kedushin. That's how the Gemara explains it in the first perek of kedushin.
This is only the Rabban Gamliel.
Yeah, this is Rabban Gamliel. Yes, exactly. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we always treat it like an ilan l'chol davar, and it's always considered to be basar chanata. Okay, so over here we have two opinions. Opinion of the Tanakhama is Rabbi Akiva took two maestros because he was sensitive to the machloikas beshamai
bishilo. He holds both of them.
He holds possibly like both of them, or he was in the supuk in some way. And according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda,
to fulfill both opinions.
Yeah, and according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, he was sensitive to a different machloikas, that between Rabbi Eliezer. If they want to learn also, I have no problem teaching women Talmud. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the Machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? That was the first, the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says that Rabbi Akiva was holding both like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So says the Gemara, we're back in the Gemara. Y'all have it? It's about 8 lines down in the Gemara. Gemara says, Umi avdinan ketrei chumri. Can we go like 2 chumras? Can we go both like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in this respect? The Hatanya, but we have a brisa that says you can't do that. La olam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. The brisa says the halacha is always following Beis Hillel. The harotz lasas kedivrei Beis Shammai oseh. If a person wants to do like Beis Shammai, you can do that. Kedivrei Beis Hillel oseh. Or if you want to go like Beis Hillel, you can do that. Mekuli Beis Shammai, mekuli Beis Hillel, Russia. But if you go like the kulas of both, you take a kula here and a kula there from each one, you're a Russia. Mechumra Beis Shammai, mechumra Beis Hillel, if you take the chumras of both, Alav akasav oimer, the pasuk says on you, v'haksil b'choshech holech, a fool walks in the dark. You're a fool if you're holding like the chumras of both, because you're really, you're just...
You have to pick one.
You got to pick one, right, you got to pick one. Now, what's oh, very good, yeah, very good. No pun intended. Got to pick one. Got to esrog? Oh, yeah, okay, for the record, he did intend that pun. Yeah.
Okay. Number one, the reason we cited this Mishnah about Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, is to say no, he wasn't Mesupak, whatever, in the Machlokas of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, but rather Mesupak in the Machlokas of this Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer.
That's the second Tana. That's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda who holds that.
I'm sorry?
That's the second opinion. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that Rabbi Akiva was sensitive to that machlokas, not the machlokas of Eshamay Beis Hillel. But according to the Tanakama, he was sensitive to the machlokas of Eshamay Beis Hillel, which is what the Gemara is attacking right now.
That's why because when we got back in the Gemara, it went straight back.
Yeah, we went straight back. I'm sorry, I wasn't clear about that.
Confused.
We're going straight back on the Gemara that said that Rabbi Akiva was sensitive to the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Yeah, not the second opinion, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda.
Okay.
All right, that was first of all. What's your second question?
No, that was the second question.
Oh, okay, I don't know what your first question
was. The first question was just a clarification of what he was doing, what we were using the Mishnah that showed the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer was. And I thought I knew it was for, and I basically knew, and you clarified it a little more.
Okay, I think I'm going to need clarification about your question about my clarification. We'll do that afterwards.
Later.
Okay, at any rate. So says the Gemara, Ella ikebe shama bikuleyen ubuchumrehen. If you want to go like Beishama, you better hold like their kulos and their chumras across the board. And it could be Hillel the kulein of the chumrehen. And if it's like Beis Hillel, if you're going to pass like Beis Hillel, you better go like their kulos and chumras. You can't go picking and choosing here, right? I used to, incidentally, I was teaching one time a long time ago in a high school in Baltimore, and there was the Benahel over there had some interesting shitas. One of his shitas was you don't have to make a bracha on chewing gum. So his Talmidim in the high school, it was a modern Orthodox high school. So the kids were like, yeah, like we're gonna pick that one. That's a great one. Like, I can take a broth on a chewing gum, whatever. He also something like that. Or his shita was, I think his shita was, that you can that because chewing gum is not really food. It's not really food, he held that it wasn't food and the flavors that you were getting out of it wasn't really there's no real mamashos to the flavors, so you can eat any chewing gum, you can have any, you don't have to worry about kashrus.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his shita. I think he was a Talmud of Rav Sheit from New York. I don't know if that was Rav Sheit's opinion, but that's what he held, and the Talmudim were like all over that one. They're like, yeah, this is great! And then he's like, you want to pick that one? I got a bunch of chumras for you, you're going to have to take also. So the point is, if you're going to hold my kulas, you got to hold my chumras. That's what the Gemara is saying. If you're going to pass like Beis Shammai, you better go like Beis Shammai across the board. If you're going to go like Beis Hillel, you better go like Beis Hillel across the board. Now, as a side point, but it is important to the Gemara, is that the Gemara sounds like it's a stira, because the Gemara first said, La'olam halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. First it says, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Now it's saying, well, if you want to go like Beis Shammai, you can do that. So Rashi clarifies that there was a baskol. There was another Gemara that said there was a baskol that screamed out, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. But before that baskol, people were allowed to choose. So that's what the Brice is saying. Before the baskol ever came and said that the halacha always follows Beis Hillel, you can choose. But if you choose, you better go like the kulas and the chumras of the one that you choose.
Why can't you just make it simpler than that? Just say, Hillel's followers followed him, and Beis Shammai's followers him, and that's
fine. But what about a guy like Rabbi Akiva, who was neither a Talmud of either?
Yeah, so then he could have a choice.
Right. So the question is, who does it go like? He can't just pick and choose. So now the Gemara is saying, how did he pick and choose? Well, over here, he took the chumra of this guy and the chumra of this guy. You're a fool. He is a fool. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva is not a fool. Rabbi Akiva gamrei yistapik lei. His Gemara, his learning, his, really, in this case, his Kabbalah, from his Rebbe, he was mesupak about what the Kabbalah was, what the Huda Halacha follows. Lo yada I Beis Hillel be'echa b'shvat, meaning really Rebbe Akiva had like Beis Hillel. But he didn't know if Beis Hillel was going be'echa b'shvat, ibetesvav b'shvat. He didn't know if Beis Hillel paskined like echa b'shvat, like we have Beis Shammai paskining, or if he held Tu B'Shvat, which is how we have Beis Hillel actually paskening. So he just didn't know. He actually followed Rabbi Akiva, he just simply didn't know how Beis Hillel themselves held, and therefore he took the Chumras, he took the Chumras of both Echa B'Shvat and Tu B'Shvat in order to play it safe. Okay, that's one.
He couldn't
now,
remember who was Beis Shammai and who was, which was Beis?
He couldn't remember
which one
Beis Hillel was like. Whether Beis Hillel was Echa B'Shvat or Beis Hillel was Tu B'Shvat.
Which means Beis Shammai would be the other, whatever.
What, doesn't matter. He didn't know which one is which.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that would be accurate. Yeah.
He didn't know?
Yeah, maybe he didn't know who would be, yeah. But the point is, he knew that the halacha follows Beis Hillel.
Unless he didn't even realize there was a machlokus between
he
the
was,
two.
No, he didn't know what Hillel held.
But he didn't know what
he didn't know. He just didn't know.
He just didn't know what Beis Hillel held. Yeah.
Not a machlokus. He didn't know which is which.
Okay, very good. Fine. Says the Gemara Baiter. Now, going back to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, if you remember back in the Maisa that we had with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that no, Rabbi Akiva was not Mesubik about Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, he was Mesubik about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel. So says the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to attack that part of it, yeah? Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, I'm Lo Minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nahagba, El Minhag Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer Nahagba. He was concerned about the machlokas Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, whether we go Basur Chanata or Basur Nakita. So the Gemara says, "Be'echad b'shvat kibei shamay nahadva." Wait a minute. If you're saying that he was malakit, that he took the esrog off the tree on the first of Shvat, then he must be going like Beis Shammai, right? In other words, even if he thought maybe we go Basa Lakita, well, the Lakita was done on Echad B'Shvat, and that follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. So are you going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva was holding like Beis Shammai? That's very schwer. It's very schwer. We know that Allah follows Beis Hillel. So what's going on? So the Gemara is going to have two answers to this. The Gemara says, answer number one is Amar Rav Chanina v'Itemer Rav Chananya. Some people say it was Rav Chanina, some say it was Rav Chananya. Says Hacha be'esrog shechantu perosav kodum tesvav de'idach shvat. No, and this is what Reb Zev was mentioning earlier, is that the actual esrog was nechnat. It was blossom. It had blossomed in the Tu B'Shvat well
before.
The Tu B'Shvat before. Okay, so the chanata happened a year before.
It blossomed the year before.
Right, it blossomed the year before, and he picked it on this Shvat. So the Lakita was done on this year, but the Chanata happened even before the previous Tu B'Shvat. So his question was, does it go Basur Chanata, and the Chanata would be the previous year, or does it go Basur Lakita, and the Lakita is this year? Really, he knew Beis Hillel. He passed like Beis Hillel, and it was going. And the Lakita should. If the Lakita was done on Tu B'Shvat, then it would have been an issue. But the Lakita was done on Echad B'Shvat, and the Chanata happened before the 15th of the previous year. So that was his question: do we go Basur Chanata of the previous year, or do we go Basur Lakita of this year? And so you'll ask, then why was it irrelevant that he picked it on the first of Shvat? He could have picked it on the first of Elul. It wouldn't have made a difference. If the only distinction here is that the Chanata happened in the previous, before 15th of Shvat of the previous year, and the Lakita happened in this year, why is it relevant that he picked it on the first of Shvat? That makes no difference, right? So the Gemara says, Ubedinhu. Really, it really makes no difference. He could have picked it beforehand. The Maisa was that he picked it on the first of Shvat. Why is it relevant that he picked it on the first of Shvat? It's not. The Maisa happened, it was on the first of Shvat, as the Gemara mentions, it was the first of Shvat. But it makes no difference. He could have picked it 2 months before, he could have picked it in Cheshvan, he could have picked it in Elul, he could have picked it in Tishrei. It makes no difference when he picked it, because the Chanata happened before the Tu B'Shvat of the previous year, and our question is, do we go Basar Chanata, which is in the previous year, or do we go Basar Lakita, which is in this year? The fact that he picked it on the first of Shvat is completely irrelevant. That's what the Gemara wants to say in the first answer. The Gemara gives a second answer, because that first answer is a little schwer, because why, in fact, does the Tanur Rabbanan tell us that he picked it on the first of Shvat? Okay, you can say that Maisa was, he picked it on the first of Shvat, but why is that relevant? So the Gemara wants to answer something different. The Gemara here is going to give a second answer. The Gemara says, Ravina Amar second pshat, Kroch Vitani. So the Ravina says, no, really, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda over here is actually folding up and learning a second machlokes. It's not simply the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Akiva was talking about here. Ella, Kroch Vatani, Lo Echad Bishvat Haya, Ella Tu Bishvat Haya. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, no, it wasn't the first of Shvat that he picked it. He picked it on Tu B'Shvat. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama on two fronts. Kroch Vatani means it's a korech. What is korech? A sandwich. Sandwiches we fold it over. Yes. So fold it over, meaning you get a double, right? You're getting a double. So it's a double machlokes. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda argues on a Tanakhama not just on whether Rabbi Akiva was holding like, was mesupik like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, or Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer, he was also mesupik on, he was also being cholik on the Tanakhama about when the Maisa happened. According to the Tanakhama, the Maisa happened on the first of Shvat. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, no, it happened on the 15th of Shvat. And therefore, since the Lakita happened on the 15th of Shvat, according to everybody, it's a brand new year for the Lakita. But if you go, so if you go Basar Lakita, then it's considered a brand new year. You got to give Maaser Ani. If you go Basar Chanata, then it happened in the previous year. Chanata could have happened a month before. You don't have to say that it happened more than a year before. It could have happened a month before. And the Chanata happened a month before. Therefore, it's considered subject to Maaser Sheni, because it's a second year fruit. So, according to Ravina, the Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda is arguing with the Tanakhama on two fronts over here. Not just on Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, but also on when the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva actually took place. Fascinating. Yeah. Indeed. Now the Gemara says, Vayter. So let's just finish up the Gemara. Kroch v'tani lo echa b'shvat haya ala tu b'shvat haya. It was Tu B'Shvat that the story happened. V'lo minhag Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nahagba. It wasn't the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that he was concerned about. El minhag Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer nahagba. So he was arguing with the Tanakhama on two fronts. Okay. Now the Gemara says.
Does Rashi mention this at all?
Lie. Let me see if there's a Rashi that can help you.
He says two machlokes, and then he does.
Rashi the Ramaskal Kroch Vatani. It's the sixth wide line in Rashi. It says Kroch Vatani Kafol is Divri Rabbi Yossi. You can double up the words of Rabbi Yossi. Veshana Bashte machlokos, and you can learn two machlokeses. Meaning he's arguing with the Tanakhama on two fronts. That's how Rashi learns it, right? Lo echa b'shvat haya she'in b'chidu shana. It wasn't the first of Shvat where there's no new year. Elateso b'shvat haya v'l'nivri ha'kol nischad shashana. Everybody says it was nischad shashana. So if you go basar lakita, then you got yourself a brand new year. If you go basar chanata, then you're going previous year, and that was Rabbi Akiva's suffix. Okay. Now, the Gemara goes on and says, Amar Rabba. Nicely. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, according to Rabban Gamliel, we have an interesting thing going on here. According to Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says that we go, for Maestris, we go Basar Lakita. So he says, Hashtada Amar Rabban Gamliel Esrog Acha Lakita So Isuro. If Rabban Gamliel wants to say that for Maestris, we go Basar Lakita, Kiyerek, just like any old Yerek, we go Basar Lakita, then Rosh Hashanah Shalot Tishrei. We should say the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei for an Esrog, not Shvat. Why? Because the Yerakos, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. So if you're going to go for Maestris for Tish, Basa Lakita, then you should be more consistent and you should say that the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Why are we saying that the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog is Shvat? If you're going Lamaestris, you're going Basar Lakita, right? So that's Rabba Bar Rav Huna's Chiddush, is that within Rabban Gamliel we must say that the Rosh Hashanah is actually Tishrei for an Esrog. And that's fascinating. The Gemara says, not so fast. That doesn't work. Mesmei, I got a kashrut for you on a Brisa, and this Brisa is going to prove that you're wrong. Yeah, it's going to prove Shvat. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Aymer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, Likit Esrog Erev Tu B'Shvat. If a person took, if he took an Esrog off of a tree on Erev Tu B'Shvat, so let's say it was Yedalin B'Shvat, he took off the Esrog from the tree. Anshelo Tavo Hashemesh, before it turned to Tu B'Shvat, the Chazer Velikit Mishatavo Hashemesh, and then after Shkia of Tu B'Shvat, he took another one. Ein Tormen Umasrim Mizel Zeh. You're not allowed to take Tumas Umaisus from one Esrog onto the other Esrog. Why? We've had this before. Lefisha Ein Tormen Umasrim Lomen Achadash Ala Yashon Velomen Ayashon Ala Chadash. Because you're not allowed to take Maisris from a new year onto an old year and an old year onto a new year. You can't do that. And if he took the Esrog on Yudalin and another Esrog on Tu B'Shvat, you've got a brand new year going on here. Right? Says the Brisa further, Haisa Shlishis Nechneses L'Revius, if it was the third year going into the fourth year, meaning that it was the Chanata happened in the third year and the Lakita happened in the fourth year, Shlishis Maiser Rishon Maiser Ani, the third year is subject to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, and Revius is Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, the fourth year is subject to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, which we know. Okay? That's the end of the Brisa. And again, the Brisa says, if you gather the Esrog on Yudalad Bishvat and gathered another Esrog on Tu Bishvat. So says the Gemara on Tezvava Man Aleph, Man Shmois Le the Azul Basa Lakita. Who is the Tana that goes after Lakita? Who is the Tana that's sensitive to Lakita Lagabe Maisris? That's Rabban Gamliel. That's the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. Uketani, and the Brisa says, Shvat! When did you take it? You took it in Shvat! Why? Because the Brisa is obviously saying that the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is Shvat, not Tishrei. So you, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, wanted to say that the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is going to be Tishrei, because for Maestris we go Basar Yerek, and Yerek is Tishrei, so we should say the same thing for Esrog. But we have the Brisa over here that says specifically, if you gather the Esrog on Yudalad B'Shvat and another on Tu B'Shvat, both of them happening on Shvat, where the Nischad Shu Hashanah, there's a brand new year on Tu B'Shvat, then you can't take Menachadash Ala Yashan or Yashan Ala Chadash. So we see, obviously, the Rosh Hashanah for the Esrog is Shvat. So you, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, seem to be wrong. So the Gemara says, Ela Iyetmar Hachi Yetmar. Rather, if you're going to learn Rabba Bar Rav Huna's statement, you're going to have to learn it a little differently than the Gemara originally presented it. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, this is the way you're going to have to learn it. Afagav the Amar of Shemen Rabban Gamliel Esrog Achali Lakita Kiyerek. Even though Rabban Gamliel holds that the Esrog goes Basar Lakita like a vegetable, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Shvat. Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. So we thought that Rabbi Baruch Huna said that Rabban Gamliel should hold that the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, but rather what he was making a statement was, all he was saying was, even though we go Lamaisris Kiyerek Basar Lakita, nevertheless it still goes, the Rosh Hashanah is still considered Shvat. Okay, the Gemara here for the next five lines is going to wrap up the previous Brisa. The previous Brisa had said that if it's the third year going into the fourth year, meaning if it blossomed in the third year, and then it was Lakita, it was Nilkat in the fourth year, it was gathered, taken off the tree in the fourth year, then the third year has a din of Maiser Ani and Maiser Rishon, and the fourth year has a din of Maiser Sheni and Maiser Rishon, right? Well, if you remember, I don't know how many of you do, but back on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara had presented a similar situation. If you look on Yud Beis Amud Beis in the third line, okay, You just go back 3 pages, or if you're in the art school, 354 pages. You can get to Yud Beis on a base. And the third line says, Im Haisa Shnia Nechneses Lishlishis. Shnia Maisa Rishon Maisa Shani Shlishis Maisa Rishon Maisa Ani. The point is, over there, the Brisa quoted, if it's the second year going into the third year. Here, the Brisa says, if it's the third year going into the fourth year. So why does it switch? The Gemara is kind of, this is a very technical, very, very technical question that really doesn't have any, too many implications outside of this particular Brisa, but it's just curious. Why in the previous Brisa in Yubez and Yubez did it say second year going into the third year, and here it said third year going into the fourth year? There doesn't seem to be a difference. There's no nafkamina. So the Gemara says, Maishna hasam tekatani im haisa shniya nechnasas lishlishis. Why over there in Yubez and Yubez did we say it's the second year going into the third year? Umaishna hafa tekatani im haisa shlishis nechnasas the revius. And why over here did we learn the third year going into the fourth year? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Milsa al gavorche kamash malan. Our Brisa is just telling you an interesting fact along the way. And that is, the esrog kashya le yada. The esrog gets very impaired. It's very difficult for the esrog with all the hands. All the hands touching the esrog is very difficult on the esrog tree. Va'aydi de memashmi be kuli alma b'shvius. Since everybody's touching the esrog tree on Shvius, why is everybody touching the esrog tree on Shvius? Because Shvius is hefker, right? It's totally hefker. So everybody comes into everybody's fields, and everybody's touching and grabbing the esrog trees, and I guess they're a fruit that everybody wants. So people are constantly grabbing at the esrog tree, and it makes it very difficult on the esrog tree. And therefore, I need to mamash me be kuliyama b'shvius. Since everybody's touching the esrog tree on Shvius on the seventh year, when the fruits are hefker, lo toin peri ad tlashanin. It takes 3 years for it to grow fruit again. And so therefore, our Brisa had to say, if it's the third year going into the fourth year. It couldn't say second year going into the third year, because there is no second year fruit. Because in Shvius year, everybody was grabbing the trees, it doesn't bear fruit for another 3 years. So it has to be the third year going into the fourth year. It seems to be a very, very tangential with fact that the Gemara is telling us without really any nafkamina. But I saw somewhere that there is an nafkamina. I don't remember what it said, but I don't know what exactly.
So for 3 years, they didn't have a trogon.
Right. I guess for 3 years they don't have a trogon because
they couldn't import from Greece back then.
I guess they couldn't import.
What do they do?
I don't know.
It's what they do for circus.
I find it hard to believe they didn't have a trogon.
That is the end of that. I don't have an answer. I don't know.